Sunday, taking your Sunday night to spend it with us. And this is really for the start of the new year. This is 2006, and we're very excited about 2006. I know Galen and I and all the leaders in Young Living are excited about the future and the vision and where we see Young Living going. And we want to congratulate everyone on this call, because most of you had your best month ever in January. So, you know, thank you. Thank to your teams and all of the hard work that your efforts did. I know a lot of people had their best month ever and had their best check ever. So congratulations to all of you for all the hard work that you're doing. But we're in a new year now, and it's time to refocus and get your energy started in a new direction here in 2006. And Young Living has a lot of amazing things planned for us in 2006, from meetings all over the country continually for the Ninja Red. Dr. Hill is going to start coming out and doing meetings also. That should be up on a schedule very soon. And, you know, he's starting with in Hawaii. So if you want to take a trip to Hawaii and write it off, Young Living is doing a couple meetings out there. I think they're in February. I know they're doing a Ninja Red meeting, and then on Saturday, Dr. Hill's going to be doing, a 9-2 meeting. But there's so much stuff on the horizon here in 2006. From that to our grand convention in September, which we're all looking forward to, where we're going to get a tremendous amount of information. Then we also have the big event in Chicago, which is going to be like a mini convention in February, on February 18th. Gary's going to come into Chicago, and I think there's already over 800 to 900 people registered for Chicago, and I talked to people today, and every day I'm talking to new people that are taking the steps and reaching out and going to Chicago. So congratulations to all of you for taking those efforts to grow and improve your business here in 2006. And we have a lot of events planned here on the East Coast, you know, from our weekly meetings to our monthly meetings. I know Kathy Cowley's group, they have tremendous meetings up there in upstate New York. So if you live anywhere near them, you want to attend their meetings. I've been to a few of their meetings, and I hear nothing but great things about Kathy and her team and what they do. And also, we have our monthly meetings, and they've been getting better and better. And our upcoming meetings, we have Tom Walsh, the VitaFlex master, the master doing the cleanse, going to be at our next meeting in February. Alice, what's the date of our February meeting?
February meeting with Tom is the 9th. It's the second Thursday of the month.
Second Thursday of the month. And then March, we have first Thursday. We switch to the first Thursday. We have Nancy Weber coming, who is our well-known psychic, animal communicator, detective. She's amazing. She's going to be in for that meeting. So there's a lot of stuff on the schedule. And really, that's what this year is about, at least for me. About how can I get people out to events? How can I use the events to build a team and to become a stronger, more effective team leader through using the events? And so we have so many events to work towards. We also have a very special event, and I have Marcella Von Harding on the call. She's a Young Living Diamond. She has over 150,000 people in her group. She is an amazing leader. She's a lady. She is one of Anthony Robbins' top trainers, and Vaughn's a lot of fun, and she's very focused and a very determined individual, that she knows what she wants and that she goes after it. And so I have her on the call because she's going to do a special workshop that I happened to attend in Minnesota that was absolutely amazing. It was a two-day and a three-hour on a Friday event that really life-changing for me. I attended a lot of different network marketing events, training, I'm always trying to learn and trying to become better. And Vaughn and her team put together this wonderful event there in Minnesota that I really learned so much from, but not just learned and I wrote stuff down. It was where it got into my gut, into my spirit, and into my head about what I needed to do to become better at building my Young Living business. So I want to bring Vaughn on right now to talk to you guys because she's very experienced. You know, she has the top number one earner in Young Living in her team, and she has a lot to share with us. So, Vaughn, are you there?
I am.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Can everyone hear me? We can hear you fine. Jeffrey and Vaughn, this is Alice. I just want to interrupt for one quick second, if you don't mind. We have a lot of people on the call tonight, and we have a lot of our leaders that have dialed into the speakers line. We really want to keep this as easy and as open as possible. So if I could just request for both our guests who are listening in and our speakers who are not speaking to please press star 6 on their phone so they can be muted out, and this could be a nice, clean call. Thank you so much, everybody, and sorry for the interruption.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Alice.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you, Alice. It's my privilege to be able to share with you tonight an event that we have scheduled in New Jersey, and it's scheduled March 10th, 11th, and 12th in Fairfield, New Jersey. And Jeffrey, just to share with you, this is really a play shop. It's not really a workshop. But the truth of it is, in the big picture of our lives, a lot of us have really been working, really working and working this business. I've been with Young Living for over 14 years now, actually since the company got started, since Mary Young got involved with Gary. And what I've discovered in this journey of network marketing and essential oils is we get to a certain level in our careers and we sabotage ourselves. So what my main focus has been on is literally finding out why we self-sabotage ourselves and what it would be like to take ourselves and our organizations all the way to the top. And we've designed a 2-day intensive plus a Friday night to go in and do a hands-on experiential training to take you in to going all the way to the top. And let me share one of the things that I find so amazing about this business is so many of us, and when we start out, we first go and we talk to all of our friends and our family. And after we've talked to our friends and family, we're somewhat pretty much just done. So many people get to that level, and that's as far as they go. So what I'm interested in is taking those people to step over from creating this as a part-time to a hobby to really stepping over that line to looking at being a professional in this industry. And that's what this play shop is really all about. It's about how to create rapport with a potential prospect out there. And there's certain questions that we ask. And for some of you, it's as simple as just give me the questions and I'll go to ask. And in this play shop, we're going to do that. We're going to give you the questions. We're actually going to teach you how to create rapport with someone so that they already like you before you even ask them a question, because so many people don't know how to even go up and talk to someone. How do you make conversation with someone? And yet some of you find that very, very easy to do, but yet you never close. You don't know how to close. You don't get them to sign the dotted line and to order the product. This is really what this is about. And give you an example for some of you that have been around network marketing for a while. Certain questions to ask people, we call it the form questions, FORM, and it stands for family, occupation, recreation, and message. So I'm just going to go over these four tonight just to give you an idea of questions that you can create in creating rapport with somebody. And what is rapport? Rapport is when you like someone. People like people that are just like them. People like people that are just like them. So how do we create rapport? And we can do a lot of that with body language and with actually face reading, and you'll learn that Friday night. And I will share with you that's life-changing in itself. That will change your whole relationship with people, just to know actually how to get close to them to actually ask a question. But let's go back to form for a second. So the first F stands for family. So you ask your prospect about his or her family. People enjoy talking about their family. Usually they do. Their talented spouse, straight A or athletic child. You encourage them to talk about those that they love, and they'll love you for listening to them. The O stands for occupation. We already discussed when you meet somebody, you usually ask them what they do. They ask you. And even if they're not in sales, you can still ask the same. We have feel-good questions that will actually teach you questions that you can ask to create rapport. R stands for recreation. People love talking about their recreational activities. Do they ski? Do they play tennis? Do they bowl? Do they mountain climb? People are generally very excited and passionate about their recreation. Again, you can easily ask them how they got started, what they enjoy most about it, and we go back into some other questions. And M is for the message. What is it that they value? Are they involved with a charitable, religious, or political activity? So those are just some things that we'll go into. And actually, the thing about this place, you walk away with material in your hand that's very, very duplicatable. You walk out with material that will take this business to a professional level. And one of the things that we do is we go in and we look at the languages that people use. Jeffrey, I don't know how much time I have, but if I've got about a couple minutes,
please talk. Please talk. You got as long as you need to.
Okay, what I'd like to do really quick is I would like to just read you a advertisement of a description of a house. Okay, so pretend for a moment that you're in the market to buy a house. Okay? Now, I want you all to listen to see which one of these sounds like that's the house for you. Okay? So house number one is picturesque. It's in a discriminating splendor. As you look around the outside of the house, you will see that care has been taken to ensure your year-round color with trees, ground cover, and bushes that will always add brilliant blues and contrast wherever you look, whatever the season may be. It has a bright, sunny layout. You will recognize this as a home with a welcome glow all about. That's house number one. Now let me read to you house number two. House number two beckons you in a subtle and quiet way, yet it seems to make a statement about comfortable and gracious living. It is in a quiet area away from the noise of a city, but soon you will find yourself talking about this house in a special way. Its interior has been hailed as unique. You can quickly tell it has been well maintained like a fine-tooth engine, and the grounds have added specials The grounds have added special speak for themselves. It has the features that most people ask for in this type of house, and we're told that few match this builder for the quality reputation. That was house number two. And the last is house number three. It's well constructed with a firm and solid reputation. Its warmth is conveyed through the many unique touches added to it by sensitive previous owners. It has room to move, yet you feel immediately restful within its well-designed living space. It has a garden area, and sturdy, yet space enough just for walking around and enjoying the sense of country living. It is well-built, and its construction can easily withstand nature's on-site from high winds to freezing temperatures without leaving an impact on your comfort inside. This is a house that will grow on you quickly. Soon feel as if it fits like the warmth and a comfortable glove. So let me ask you, which one of those houses, house one, house two, or house three, do you feel is the house for you? Because the thing you need to know is all three of those is describing the same house. And this is really important when you really get this, because house one was all visual. When you're talking to a visual person, we use visual words to describe house one. House two was auditory. Everything there was about sounds. And house three was kinesthetic, how it makes you feel. So this is real important when describing our product, what we're doing, that you match the language of people. And that's one of the ways that makes closing very, very easily. And you'll have a hands-on opportunity to do this in this play shop and to really understand, to hear this, to see it, and to really get a feel of what this looks like in this play shop. Jeffrey, I'm curious, which one of those houses interests you more?
Well, I really love house number three.
So for everybody listening, one thing that Jeffrey's telling you is he's very kinesthetic. So what's really important for Jeffrey is the way things are going to make him feel. So that's really important that we know the people that we're working with, are they visual, are they auditory, are they kinesthetic? And when we go in and we can match their world, then we can create instant rapport. And again, people like people who are like them. So this is just a little bit of a touch of what we're going to go into in that play shop. And you're going to have an opportunity to really get a grasp on this, to really hear it, understand it, and to actually see it with the visuals we have. So it's going to be something that's going to touch everyone.
Yeah, what I have to say, it was so powerful because you touched all those different subjects, and I've heard them approached, but not like you guys did it, and approached in a network marketing format. So it was really so useful for me to hear how you did that.
One of the things that I'm going to do Friday night in that play shop, we're going to do a face reading class, but we're also going to go into how to go out and get new prospects. You know, there's a lot of us that literally have gotten to a place where they've gone through everyone they know. And for a lot of you that have been involved in network marketing, you've heard of the law of 250. I think some of you may have heard this, but there was a man by the name of Joe Girard who was a car salesman based in Detroit, Michigan. So you may say, well, what's this have to do with a car salesman? But Joe Girard, for 14 years in a row, was listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as a successful car salesman in the world in terms of numbers sold. And how he did that is literally this thing that he calls the law of 250.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the conference call.
Are we okay? Can I keep going?
Yeah, we're okay. Keep going. I'm going to star five us.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
Jeffrey, are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. So one of the things with the 250, what Joe realized is that each and every one of us basically have a personal sphere of influence, and that's immediate family, distant relatives, close friends, acquaintances, former classmates, coworkers, plumber, tailor, barber, hairstylist, accountants, lawyers, about 250 people. They say that that's how many people would attend our wedding or our funeral. I don't know which way to take that. But basically, every time you meet someone, your personal influence expands beyond 250. And so many of us are not really taking advantage of that. So many people that we even talk to that maybe are not interested in our product, we never even ask them for a referral. So this whole play shop is centered around network marketing and how to take your business to the next level. I'm real excited to say that Young Living has just created a Diamonds Club, and this is a pretty prestigious club that the company's put together. And, Jeffrey, I know we're holding a space for you here.
Yeah, I want you to talk about that. I did want you to talk about that because that's really the focus of this year for our team here.
Well, this is the thing. This company is really starting to get it together on really acknowledging people for the positions and the hard work that they've done. And they've created a Diamonds Club, which basically what you get in this is you'll never have to pay for any event that you go to Young Living, including all of your meals for you and a guest. They'll have a monthly conference call with all the executive team. They will. The Diamonds will be privy to all new products before anyone else is, and the information about where the company's going. And then they'll be listed a trip somewhere in the world where all their expenses will be paid for them and a guest. And this year it will be Kauai, and that will be April 17th through, I think, the 21st, 22nd. And it's an all-expense trip paid for. From flight to arrangements to meals, everything is taken care of at the expense of Young Living for qualifying as a diamond. So we're really, really excited about this. And in April, we'll be told where the trip will be for next year. So there'll be a whole year's advance notice on that trip so that you can basically qualify and get yourself to it. So we're really excited about where the company's going right now. If you guys are in the area of Chicago and can get a chance to go see Gary, please go do that. This will probably, there'll only be one other time that I think he'll even be speaking in the United States this year besides the conference. And Jeffrey, I would just like to share that I don't know if anyone on this call knows this, but we're going to be doing a corporate tour over in Europe at the end of May to the first week of June.
No, I didn't know that. So this is very good news. So people need to take their pens and papers out and write this down.
Right, because I'm actually going over there, and we're going to open up some classes and do some hands-on training and some intro classes all through Europe. And for any of you that have people over in Europe, there is no sign-up fee for anyone in Europe signing up with Young Living. They do not have to buy a success kit to become a distributor right now in Europe. So that is waived right now for Europe. So it's a wonderful opportunity if you've got family and friends all over the globe to get them signed up in this company, because Europe is really starting to take off.
So, that's fabulous. So I'm really excited about that, Vaughn, that the company is now stepping up to the plate here for Europe. You know, I went to the grand opening in Europe already with Gary in Vienna, and it was just absolutely amazing. It was amazing, and what's happening in Austria right now, the groups, it's doubling every month over there.
Well, actually, Austria is doubling, but let me tell you, London is outdoing Austria right now.
Yay!
So if you've got people over in London, get them signed up. Melvin's running everything over there. They're doing classes. They're just phenomenal. And there's so much going on. So if you've got people over in Europe, get them signed up and get them on to these products, because it is just booming.
Hey, Chris. How's it going?
That's fabulous. Okay.
So this is the thing. I would love to have all of you come play with us at this play shop. We've got an incentive to get yourself signed up, and we've only got I think we're pretty limited to the amount of people that we can have, Jeffrey. I'm not sure with you with that, but I know that at this point we've got an incentive. So it's a lot cheaper to get signed up and get a space in here now than it will be if you wait till the very end. We'd love to have you. I guarantee this will be a life-changing event. And I know that if you're really serious about taking your business to the next level, this is definitely a place that you need to be.
Well, Vaughn, what I liked about what you shared is because, you know, I've been doing this for 25 years, and I like what you said about becoming a professional. I know a lot of people on the call here have. Can you please star six yourself if you're on your own phone, please.
We're hearing conversations. Please
hearing conversation.
Star six yourself.
Yes. So a lot of people really want to become really want to take it to the next level, and there's the same things you talked about is people really are struggling with. So this is, I think, it's going to be a very life changing event.
Well, I just think we're in a place where now, where some of us have played in this business for long enough, it's like, what do you need to do to become a professional? And I'm going to tell you, there are strategies to lay this out that are very, very simple to step over that line and to be a professional. And one of the things that I'm going to share with you that was just a phenomenal insight, and I'll do this in closing with you, Jeff. I want to add this and then let you know that I'm in Florida right now. I'm headed down to Tallahassee over the weekend. We're teaching an intro in Tallahassee, and this is open to the public. So if you've got anybody in the area, we're in Tallahassee, Florida on Friday night. We're in Tallahassee Saturday for a full-day leadership play shop. And then we're in Albany, Georgia on Sunday for an intro class, and all that's on my website, the locations, the numbers, everything. And it's also listed on Young Living's website because that's open to the public.
What does this mean? Why are you shocked?
So great. That stuff's on the Young Living website and your website. Okay.
Right.
Great. And I think they're going to put our workshop on the Young Living website also.
They already are. We sent it to them. I got permission from the executive board all the way down to have this play shop posted.
Great. So go ahead, Vaughn. share what you're going to share.
Well, so the thing that I was going to say was really stepping over the line to be a professional, what we really need to do to look at what that looks like. And the fascinating thing now is we actually have a lot of tools and a lot of strategies that can take us to that next level. The sad thing is we're not using them. We're not using them. This is the 21st century, and a lot of people are still just plugging away right now in network marketing as a hobby. But yet I came across some information that I shared with my son. Actually, my son shared it with me, that he says, Mom, do you realize that the largest amount of millionaires made in the world today are actually created in MLM? And so this is really about you taking what you're doing and taking it to that next level of really stepping in and being professional. And we've got some phenomenal leaders in this company, and we're all at a place of truly upgrading our lives and this company in a place of really using the strategies that are here for us. So with that, I would love to have you come play with us on the East Coast. We will book one of these on the West Coast. I think we're going to do one in Denver. But basically, the only place that you're going to get even close to this play shop is to come play with us with Jeff in Fairfield, New Jersey on March 10th, 11th, and the 12th.
Yes, and for all of my leaders on the call, we are mailing a special package out. Every leader, so every one of my silvers and above, will be getting a package, a special business package that I created, and also 25 flyers, and we will be mailing those out tomorrow to everyone to hand out and get out to people. And Vaughn, I want to you know, just say, you know, you've also been working with Anthony, and you're bringing some other people that have been working with Anthony for years, and so this is a combination of a lot of good people.
Well, Jeffrey, I've been really privileged to, last year I became an event leader for Tony Robbins, so I'm actually helping him put on his digital events all over the United States. But in this play shop, I have the privilege to work with three of Tony Robbins' top trainers, and that's Don Clare, Cynthia Freeman, and John Burgess. And these people bring in such wonderful attributes to this play shop, and from all different their field of life, because what we notice in this business is that we all have our own style, and it's how we can take our own style and take that to a place where we actually reach the top in this company.
That's fabulous, because, yeah, and in 2006, I really feel here now is the time to step up. I really believe that in the next year, I think people can double, triple, even quadruple their incomes right now and their teams.
I was just going to share in closing with you, I had the opportunity to go to, I got invited in when Kathy Farmer made Crown Diamond, and that's such a thrill and a real treat in this company, and I don't know if a lot of you realize that, but that's in your leg. Kathy's at the top of that leg.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And one thing, I was there with Vicki Offer and Kathy and some of the other top leaders, and we just got into an interesting conversation of talking about who are all the top leaders in this company and consistently what they've done to actually be at the top. And there's something that came up for every one of the top leaders that was there and that we started discussing. And I'll just share with you what that was, is all of the top leaders have been very, very consistent over all of the years at sharing this opportunity and these products with people in their lives and people that they meet. All of the top leaders are continuously putting on events, continuously putting on classes, continuously getting out there. And that is so important when you really see that there's certain things that we do that if we are consistent with, it will pay. It may not happen instantaneously because we have to put in our time and our dues, but you really start looking at the consistent strategies that the top leaders are doing, and it's phenomenal. Because you don't have to go out and recreate the wheel. You know, you guys have a phenomenal leader right there, and he's on this phone with Gail Ann, and if you just mentored and do what they do, you would be getting the same results and getting the same outcomes that they're getting. Of course, Jeffrey, I don't quite know if you are duplicatable.
I don't know. I think I'm less of a leader than most of these people on the phone. There's a lot of talented leaders on this phone that have tremendous capabilities, and they're just talented people. The one thing that I have is I'm just doggedly determined to win at this and succeed. You know, I don't let anything stand in my way, and that's the one thing that I have that I think I'm not as capable as all these people on the phone. There's tremendous capable people on this phone, but I'm just tremendously determined each day that no matter what, I'm going to be successful. And so that drives me every day. No matter who tells me no or who tells me yes, I plan to be successful. I plan to be crowned diamond. You know, I plan to be at the top. You know, and that's my focus and determination each and every day.
Yeah, because the one thing that I want to tell you, we are a business into creating residual incomes. And I got into a conversation the other day with a person that said to me that they wanted to create a passive income. And I thought that was interesting because the Webster Dictionary defines the word passive as inactive. And I thought, wow, you know, people want to become financially free and they want to have a passive income. Well, if people are financially free, they have no idea who's taking care of their finances. And passive is active. So just in closing, I'm going to leave you with this. You know, money's like a woman. If you don't think she's important, if you don't tell her she's special, if you don't talk to her and love her and caress her every day, she'll leave you. Money's like a man. If you don't tell him he's important and wonderful, if you ignore him and decide to be inactive, he will leave you. Money's like health. If you think health is unimportant, if you think you can create the health and the body you choose by being inactive, you will soon be on your way to deathbed. Your health will leave you too. So in leaving you with that, you know, you're at a place to step up and be a professional. Be active in your business. And this is a great opportunity. And, Jeff, I thank you for even having these calls and making it available to your organization. You are a top leader. I love you and Gail Ann. I respect you. And I look forward to being right up there with you with the leader that you are in Young
thank
Living.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you. That was awesome. Okay. Well, you know, that was, you know, from one of the top leaders in the company. We have a tremendous amount of background noise. And somebody, can everyone that's on the call, that's on the leader's line, make sure that they have star six themselves? So there's a tremendous amount of background noise.
Actually, I think the best way to do this, and everybody who's a guest on the line, please bear with us for a moment. For everybody who's on the line, who's a speaker, please say hello into your phone, and if we hear your voice, then we're just going to tell you to please star six yourself. So everybody, whether you're muted or not, say hello.
Hello.
Okay, we've heard
hello.
Two voices out there.
Hello.
Hello, I just heard somebody else. Three voices. Hello, four. I heard somebody again. Okay, so say hello, do star six, and say hello again. Say hello again. I think we're clear. Fantastic.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. That was wonderful. Okay. So that was very powerful, and that was from, you know, a woman that has, you know, some of the top leaders. Frank Burns is in her group, and, you know, a lot of people that people know. So I have a few things, you know, that I would like to say to everyone on the call, and I want to thank everyone for, you know, spending Sunday night with us, and I'll be brief, is that, you know, this is the year to focus. This is the year for you to get out of the way from where you've been. I know a lot of you guys have been, you know, maybe stuck at the same level and you wanted to advance and you just haven't done it. This is the year to do it now. You know, all the tools are in place, like Vaughn said. This is the right place at the right time. You are with the right company. And I'm not just saying this by chance. I've been involved in this industry for 25 years. I've played with a lot of different products. I love network marketing. I think it's the best way to be financially free myself. You know, I never liked working for anybody, even my own father. So this is such a powerful opportunity for all you guys to step up and become a professional, because a lot of you guys are professional in so many other areas of your life. You want to become a professional networker now. You know, this is the chance. And so in 2006, you really want to attend events. And leaders attend events, guys. You want to attend events. You want to be shown. You can't be telling your people to go to events and you don't show up. Okay? So you want to, if you're going to Chicago, you want to You want to, if you have the chance to go to Chicago, you should go. If you have a chance to attend a local event, a regional event, you know, a Ninja Red meeting, you can't tell your people to go if you're not going. You need to attend the events also. Like the Ninja Red meeting here on the East Coast, I know is going to be one in New York City. There's going to be one in New Jersey and one in Philadelphia. I'm a leader. I'm going to show up at all three, okay? They're all three within driving distances. All three are within 2 hours of one another. There's no excuse for me not to be. I don't know about all of you other guys, but I'm going to be at all three because I have people at all three. I tell everybody to show up at all three. I'm going to be at all three, okay? I step to the plate, and I'm going to be tired at the end of doing all those three trips, but I'm going to step up because that's what you do. You step up. Okay, in 2006, it's about stepping up because when you step up, other people respond to what you're doing. If you're always laying back and saying, well, you know, somebody else is going to do it, Jeff's going to do it, then your group responds to your energy. Remember, people do what you do, and we talk a lot on this conference call about vibration. You know, a lot of you guys are great healers. We're vibrational beings, so when you're doing things vibrationally, people know what you're doing, so you need to step up here. It's really important to step up, okay? So it's about attending meetings, and we really work from event to event. I know I talked to James a lot about this and about a lot of you other leaders. It's if you work the events will do the work for you. I know James has kind of mastered it and is working on mastering even better. Is if I'm doing a monthly meeting, you know, James, what's James's job? What's Alice's job? What's Marilee's job? Fill the room. That's all you have to do. Let the event close to people. That's why we do the events, you know. I don't have to put on events monthly, you know, at the rank I am or what I'm doing, but I love to put on events because I want you guys to have the best chance to bring people so your people can get closed, can learn information, can be educated, can find out what's the latest and happening thing so we can just help people. That's what it's about. It's not about my ego doing events. It's about me always looking for the best tools, the best information, the newest books. You know, that's what I do at all these events. I talk to David Stewart, I talk to Sabina DeVita. I try and get the best tools for you guys to do it your way so you have access to do it the best. So that's why we do events, okay? Then you have to do your smaller events. A lot of you guys are now stepping up doing meetings. I'm so proud of so many of you guys are stepping up and doing meetings all over the country, and that's how it starts. You know, every people is doing meetings themselves, and even if you only have one or two people showing up, it's really important that you step up. And then we have, you know, we have the conference calls. It's amazing what's going on right now. I'm so proud of Young Living. I've never thought I'd seen the day because there were no conference calls when I first got into Young. There was a conference call every once in a while. Gary would get on a call, and we did have a few conference calls, but they were so sparse and in between. It was like one call once every 2 months or something. And now, you know, Galen and I stepped up, and we started doing weekly conference calls, and then we got involved with the great leaders from the marketing sense and a lot of other great leaders. So we have conference calls on Monday. Not Monday. We have conference calls on Tuesday about the products now. Every Tuesday night, every one of you people on the phone have a place to bring your people on Tuesday to learn about products. Every Tuesday. Every Thursday, we have a conference call on business building where you can bring your people and train them after you enroll them if they want to learn about the business on Thursday. You know, use these tools. And it's only for an hour. Tuesday night, Thursday night, and then Saturday, you know, Vaughn talked about the new tools. We have tools now, internet tools. We have Marketing Sense, which I feel is the best internet capability of building your business through the internet. Some of you guys have latched onto it. I know James has. I know Alice is teaching her people how to use the internet, how to build a business that way. I'm not saying that you have to build the business that way. I'm just saying a professional knows how to do each part of the business. That's just a part of the business, and you want to be a professional. You want to know how to use that tool. Using the internet is very important, and some people have built large businesses. Some people have built their whole business just through the internet, okay? People have become multimillionaires through the internet, knowing how to do that kind of marketing, okay? So I'm not saying you have to do it that way, but it's good to learn how to do it because you're going to run into people that might be the only way they can build. They have to be at home, and the internet is the only way, and they don't have a lot of a market, so they need to learn how to do that. Okay, so we have the internet. We have, you know, Marketing Sense. And now Young Living, now is stepping to the plate. And Young Living is coming up. So that's Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And that's Tuesday at 9, Thursday at 9, and Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern. Young Living is now stepping up to the plate. I've talked with Justin Harrison. And now Young Living is coming, and they're going to do a call every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, they're going to do a business call also. They're going to do a business call. First call is going to be like it's going to be an introduction. They're going to do an introduction call twice a month, and then they're going to do an opportunity call twice a month on Wednesdays. Okay, this is just brand new stuff that's going to start in February. And then I think once or twice a month, Dr. Hill or Mark Schroeder is going to come on an educational call on Mondays. So now 6 days a week, I'd never thought I'd see the day, but almost six days a week, we'll have something that people can plug into on a regular basis. And then, you know, then we also have, you know, James's website. A lot of the conference calls are now being recorded. You can go to essentialoiltherapies.com and pick up a lot of the information that's being recorded from the conference calls. And James has, I think, the best distributor website in the company. So you can pick up information there. James has so much training and information for people to become successful. So you can bring your people there. So it's all about your focus, you know, who you're talking to. And it's also about working events. You know, this past week, I've been working the events all over the country. I called some people up that lived in Dallas, and they didn't know that there was a Ninja Red meeting in their city. And finally, I said, you know, you really need to go to this meeting. And they said, well, no, I got to work, and my wife has to work. But if you call me back, finally, after I said, it's in your city. It's tonight. You need to go. And he told me, well, he changed his work schedule. Then he brought himself. He brought his wife. She changed her schedule. He brought his mother and father. They've already been in the organization, but you know, from going to that meeting, he said it was the most professional, well-run meeting he's ever been to. And he bought 4 bottles of Ninja Red. His mother bought, father bought 5 bottles of Ninja Red. They were really excited. So who do you know in these different cities, you know, from city to city also? Who do you know? There's a lot of stuff going on now. This next week, right, Alice, we're going to be in California.
Right, we are going to be in California. We've got, let me just get over to my computer again really quick. And Jeffrey, if I can just suggest right after we talk about this, since we have, this is a very rare opportunity, we have most of the leaders in your organization who are on the speaker's line tonight.
Yeah.
I would love for you to be able to, like, maybe call on one or two of them and maybe give, or even more, if people have time to stay on the phone, to get some insight as to what their goals are and what they're doing to create their business for
success in 2006. That was the next thing I was going to do.
Okay. So, because it is, it's 10 to 8 already. So
yeah.
Just to let everybody know, there is Ninja Red meetings out in California all next week. So Tuesday on the 31st, there's one in Corte Madera, California. There's one in San Diego. Actually, it says San Diego, but it's actually in La Jolla. And then we also have, actually, the other one is in Arizona. It's in Scottsdale, Arizona, on February 2nd. So January 31st is Corte Madera, February 1st is La Jolla, and Thursday, February 2nd, is Scottsdale, Arizona.
Great. Thank you, Alice. And, you know, then we also have the big event, where we work event to event to event, and then I'll close and start bringing the leaders on, is that what do you do all year? You work very hard working people to event, and then what you do is you take them to the convention. And I really want to say, I want to talk to people right now, because I talk about convention and everything that I do. That is the big event. You beg, borrow, or steal, you get yourself to that event, okay? That is the major event of the year. You want to be there. You know, they bring out new stuff, new information. But last year's convention was just mind-boggling, all the stuff that they had. You couldn't even get to everything. You know, every time I turned around, it was a different station. They were doing massages in one area. There was a whole, like, land of different things, and they had game shows and a Ninja Red bar, and then they had the clinic set up at the top. I mean, there were so many different areas at this convention. It was a 4-day orgy of information and exciting things and people to meet, and you meet your peers from all over the world that come, and it's just absolutely fabulous. So you work hard to get your people to convention. You know, that's the bottom line, is you work all year to get people to see the big picture. This year, some of the hotels are already sold out. There's going to be 4,000 people or more at this convention. So you really want to start to register. I know Galen and I have stepped up. We registered for convention already. We got our airfare for convention. We got our room for convention already, okay? I know a lot of you leaders have already stepped up and done that. So, you know, speed of the leader, speed of the pack. So I want to bring on some of the leaders and let them talk and see what their goals are. Rudy and George, I'll bring them on first. Are you guys still there? You got star six to unmute yourself.
Can you hear me, Jeff?
Yes.
Hi, it's George. Rudy?
Hi, I'm here.
So we basically have a simple plan. We're talking to new people, and we're looking for ways to support our existing leaders to move up to the next achievement level.
Great. Great. Anything else you want to share?
No,
about what you guys want to accomplish in 2006?
I guess the main thing is we just want to assist the people in our existing leaders to be confident in their goals, and for ourselves, to know that we can definitely do it. And it just
Great.
Has that confidence in our hearts as we move forward.
Great. So, guys, this is Alice, and if you don't mind me asking, what kind of things are you doing to help your people to do that? Because I know there are a lot of people out there. We always talk about creating goals and making sure that you're writing them down at the first of the month or, you know, once every week or something along those lines and making sure that you're reading them. What steps do you go through to help your people step up and create the things that they want to create for their Young Living business?
Well, we do the really easy approach. We have them take pictures of stuff they want to buy with their Young Living check and stick it on their fridge. So every
That's
time
great.
They get
That's
to
great.
See it and they get to focus on it.
Great, great idea. Great idea.
We're also in touch with our leaders on a weekly basis and really try to support them in staying focused and positive. This is, you know,
That's fantastic. And one thing I have to commend you guys on, I know that you do so many different meetings. We talk about making sure people go to events, and Vaughn and Jeffrey were saying how important it is that you're always staying active and you're always out there, you know, having some sort of meeting and doing something. And you guys are really, really good at that. I've heard so many stories of how you have everybody learning and laughing at your meetings. So I really commend you. You guys are wonderful.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you guys are really, really, really good leaders. So thank you for all that you do. So now I want to bring on one of the other leaders. Bridget, are you on? Okay, I don't know if Bridget's still on. Okay.
Just remember to star six yourself again if you're going to speak, and star six if you're not speaking. So
okay. Ursula, are you on? Ursula?
Hi, Jeffrey.
Hi.
Hi. Well, my goal is to be a gold by convention, and, you know, basically – just taking care of really the people that are really doing the work in my organization, supporting them is what I think I'm doing the most right now, because they're the people that are helping me as well. So that's what I'm doing the most of, and just, you know, reaching out and trying to support as many people, just checking more and more, getting into virtual office, making sure I get on the calls, making sure my downline gets on the calls and knows what's happening, tell them about the meetings. And I mean, we're very blessed to have you, Jeffrey, and Gail Ann, and all the opportunities we have to share. So, you know, and there's, I just keep learning more, because it's such a personal growth thing, this whole thing. It's just, I see how much I'm growing as a person in just doing this, because it's all about your life. How you do your life is how you do the business.
Yes, absolutely. That's very great. Thank you, Ursula.
You're welcome.
Thank you for sharing that.
I think that's very true, too. What I loved about what Ursula just said is her DMO, her daily method of operation. That's something that most people are very interested in, to see what are the leaders doing? What are they doing on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, to help their team grow? So thank you, Ursula. That was really good.
Thank you, Alice.
Okay. Is Merrily still out there? Marilee Tolan. I heard her on the beginning of the call. And I know she's in South Jersey. She's one of our great leaders. Okay. Marilee might be on the speaker. She might be on the guest line. Who else is out there? I know James is on, but I'll leave James to last.
Jeffrey?
Yes.
Why don't you have all the people who are on the speaker's line just unmute themselves and identify themselves? And
yes, anybody's on the speaker's line. Yes, great idea, Galen.
Okay.
Anybody that's on the speaker's line who would like to say something, unmute yourself and please speak up so we know that you're there. So just *6 yourself to unmute.
Well, this is James. I'm here.
Okay.
Nandini,
okay. Anybody else? All right, Nandini, you're up.
Okay. My goal is to be gold by the end of this month. And what I'm keep putting in for our leaders, but is that the 10 people to do the business now. Sam,
great. I'm going to be very excited about what's happened with, Young Living doing this tour again in Europe.
Oh, I'm thrilled. And in fact, I want to know who these people are in England, whether that's my group, which is really good, or whether it's other people. I want to know. And I wish I could go to, maybe I can, end of May, first week of June, to go and be there during that time. However, I just was there in November, so I'll have to see.
Yeah, Nandini has really been out supporting her team, and she has a very nice-sized group growing in England and all over Europe now. So, I mean, it's out there for people. It's like, who do you know, guys? We all know people. We're all 3 people away from almost everybody in the world. So, thank you for sharing, Nandini.
Thank you.
Anybody else, any of the other leaders, before I ask James to speak? Okay. Well, James, you're up, buddy.
Well, thank you, Jeffrey. It's really an honor to be part of this call and to be asked to be on the speaker side. So and I'm very honored that you all are on the call. Thank you for participating, everybody listening. This is how we grow, by getting involved with events such as this, because this is a major event. And those of us who are on this are in action, because we're on this call on a Sunday evening. And for many of us, that we have other things to do, but we made this a priority. And that's one of the things I think it takes, is to make what we do a priority. And then when it is, then we'll take the actions that go with it being a priority. For myself, I create intentions, and then they manifest, but they manifest because I'm in action behind the intentions that I make. Most recently, I guess, last year, 2005, my intention was to manifest a lot more, doing a lot less. And what I've gotten into, I guess a big part of this also is the keeping it fun. I was just talking to one of my leaders, and one of the things she told me is she slowed down a bit because she's bored. She's kind of bored with the way she was doing it. And what I do to keep it fun is I change up. There was one time when I was very active with home parties and doing it that way. I really got into the internet and doing web-based marketing. So now I'm really bringing people on board that have come right into my home on my computer screen. We have a great way to do that now with Marketing Sense. So though I had already begun to go into the internet, the Marketing Sense system really expanded that dramatically. And through that, I am meeting other people nationwide who are also interested in building a business on the internet and in different ways. But one of the options we can offer them now is this web-based kind of marketing thing that is really working for me. I mean, I enroll 10 to 20 people a month on the internet, and I have another person who's rolling 25 to 50 people a month on the internet. And then with that, there comes there's some retention rate, but to really expand, then one must work with the people one brings in. So I have created new distributors that are people are interested in distributing, and then I work with them to help them be successful with this. And there's ways in which to do that. Home parties is a very local thing. I can only do that with people around here. So people I meet on the internet that may be in, I just talked to someone in Texas. She may be on tonight's call, maybe not, but I would do three-way calls with her. I would teach her how to attract people on the web because that's the way she's interested in doing it. If somebody wanted to do a home party that was distant to here, I would have them get me on the speakerphone as part of the presentation. There's many ways one can do this creatively. Though I am into doing it from my, what I call my command center, I have multiple computer screens in front of me with all this stuff going on. But at the same time, I'm willing to go out there. I'm planning a trip to Atlanta at some time this year to support my downline. I do one big event, meaning a trade show at the Jacob Javits Center every year, and which brings in quite a few people. And then, of course, it's working with the people who are my leaders, helping them stay motivated by being there for them, helping them go to events, meaning motivating them to go to events, and provide. Jeffrey really provides the events in this area. There's a lot that's another part of it, going to your upline for support. Jeffrey's and our talents can complement one another's. I help Jeffrey create these DVDs no one else can get, you know, but he's providing the forum and the meetings to get these into people's hands so they can go out and use them, you know. So I really rely on my upline, you know, because Jeffrey loves to put together these events for us, and if he wasn't here doing this, I would have to do it, you know, but because he's doing it. But at the same time, he modeled that for me, so I'm bringing that into New York City, and now people in my organization are taking that ball in New York City and expanding it with meetings there. So those are just some of the things that I do. But I think you can get the gist that it's just a constant flow of action. I guess the main thing that I do is I talk to people every day. I talk to leaders, I talk to customers, I talk to prospects, and I do it every day, and I do it consistently. And because I do that, I have people that are doing this as a business, I have people that I'm enrolling, I have people that are regular customers, because I'm talking to somebody consistently every day. I think the single most important key to being successful at this is consistency. I see people go hot and cold, but if you do it day in and day out consistently, you will be successful at this in a big, big way. Thank you.
Thank you, James. Thank you very much. That was very concise and a little snippet of what you do every day, and your results shows, you know, you're bringing people in on the internet. Besides, James brings in people all the time from his own website, from just from him talking, he hands out samples. He's followed the Sandy Ellsberg method. He carries a bag everywhere he goes and samples people everywhere he goes. I know some people in Kathy's group really do that very well. Mary Starr is the master. And I was just on the phone with Justin Harrison, and he said, Mary Starr is the best, he said. Mary Starr, she's out sampling people and putting people on, and just amazing. I know Kathy Cowie and her sister are also tremendous at, you know, following up and finding people and just being very aggressive and passionate about what they do. Okay, they're very passionate about Young Living, about the products, and they don't let themselves get distracted because there's a lot of things that can distract us. And so in 2006, as you look to double and triple your organization, there's also going to be things that come to distract you. There's going to be other people. There's going to be other things. There's going to be other network marketing companies. People are going to say, oh, come over here and do this. You can make 10 cents more a person. Or, you know, there's going to be all kinds of distractions. So you want to get yourself focused in this year, because I see a lot of people lose their focus, and that's why they're not successful. And that's the only reason I'm really successful is I've stayed passionately focused in this for 9 years, and now I'm Gail and I are some of the top 10 people in all of Young Living. So it's really exciting for that to happen. So we just really love you guys for all that you do. So do you want to see if there's any other leaders on the call that want to talk?
Do we have any other leaders that are on the call this evening with us? Please star six yourself if you're muted. I think we're done, Jeffrey.
Hello, I'm here. Hello?
I'm here. I think we're done. I think that's everybody.
That's everybody? Okay, so there's no other leaders. So I want to thank everyone for spending their Sunday night with us, and I just want to leave you guys with this little thought is think outside the box. Think out, expand yourself, expand where you're thinking. If you think you want to be silver this year, you might want to think about becoming gold this year. And if you want to become gold, think about becoming platinum or even becoming crown diamond. It's not that far a stretch to become diamond this year. It's only six legs. It's six leaders that do $11,000 worth of volume. That's only $66,000 worth of volume. And I know for some of you that seems like a huge stretch. For some of you that's not a huge stretch because some of you have well over $100,000 worth of volume in your group. But it's creating six leaders, and that's what you want to create this year. And a lot of people are going for diamond. You want to be in that diamond club. I'm telling you, Young Living is becoming a real network marketing company right now, and they want to support people that get to the top. They want to pamper you. They want to take care of you. They want to do all kinds of great things to you. So you want to get to diamond. And I know I'm not a diamond. I was a diamond in the old plan. It was a little harder in the old plan because I needed four Master Star legs, but I needed $500,000 worth of volume, people. I needed to create a team that created $500,000 worth of volume. Right now, you just need six leaders and $66,000 worth of volume. So figure out the math. It's a lot easier now to become diamond and get all these benefits. Okay, so Gail Ann and I are here to support you in every way we can. You can email us at magnifypurpose@mac.com. We invite you to come to lunch. We'll take you out to lunch. We'll strategize. We'll talk about your business. We are here 100% behind you. I know I travel all over the country to do meetings. I travel to Hawaii. I travel to Albany. I'm traveling to Pittsburgh to do meetings. I will travel. If you get people, I will travel to support you. You know, we're 100% behind the team here. We want each and every one of you to be more successful than you ever dreamed, and that's what we want here in 2006. So thank you all for being on the call. We're going to unmute it and let everyone say good night.